This is RSBNB Update, episode 509, recorded Friday, March 20th, 2015. The perfect pizza has lots of cheese.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for RSBNB Update. Joining Earth and myself this week is King Kala, a.k.a. Patrick, who is actually one of the longest-serving RSBNB moderators out there. He also oils the gears on the machine known as RSBNB Informer and gets all those articles out and makes sure they look like they're in tip-top shape. Not that they aren't when they first arrive on the editing CMS, but welcome, Patrick. It's been a long time since we've heard from you.
It has been a while. I mean, I was just looking it up earlier today. It's been exactly a year minus one day, so last time I was on, I believe, was March 21st, 2014. So, my imprisonment has ended. I'm back to join you all.
Yeah, and of course, Reed's also here. Earth? Reed? Earth to Reed? Hello?
Earth to Reed. Earth to Reed. I like it.
So, we're going to do an episode of Update this week, as we always do.
Oh, man. I wanted another kind of episode.
Yeah, well.
Woe is me.
It's something that I've said for the past 2 weeks in a row now, and JX needs to turn their spin machine on.
They're... spin machine? Are you implying that they need to lose weight?
No, I'm implying that they need to spin these updates in a more positive light.
Wait, they turn the spin machine off? I thought they always try to put it in a positive light, even though sometimes it's terrible.
Well, that's the thing. There seems to be no spin recently.
Shane, you just want them to hire you, don't you?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
No?
No, but I'm not moving to the UK. Anyways, an update this week from the Ninja Team, graphical reworks, skill capes, and pyramid plunder. And before we go any further, has anyone noticed besides me that Jagex likes the pipes on their news updates now?
I must have discovered Linux.
Yeah, the pipe symbol. That one above the backslash, but anyways.
The pipes are calling?
I guess.
Oh, Danny boy.
Yes, someone got it.
And I'm sure there's
normally not get that.
I'm sure there's lots of listeners out there who would get a reference like that.
Shane doesn't get anything.
And I should lay this out as a bit of a preface as to what we got going on here this week, but Reed and Patrick are really among the best of friends, so if you hear lots of inside jokes going on or me being made fun of it at their expense, that's what's going on.
No, it's always at your expense, Shane. It's not at ours. It's always yours.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. But
it's okay.
Anyways. Okay. We're keeping a straight face here as we move on. The skill capes.
I certainly am. Yeah. Skill capes, yes.
Last year there was a poll saying, and I quote, "Skill capes are the iconic rewards for those who gain a 99 in a skill. Many of you have asked for them to be graphically updated. Would you like for this to happen? Yes, please. 85% of the vote. No thanks. 15%. Fast forward a little bit ahead to... I don't know when this one was. I think it was in the probably December, November of 2014. Skills Cape rework poll number 2. Last year, we pulled the Skill Cape. This wasn't last year. Pardon me. This was only a few weeks ago. I'm sorry. But.
Nice to meet you, sorry.
Anyways. Since then, we've been collecting your feedback on the forums to determine the new Skill Cape. Look, we'd now like you to decide the ultimate results. For better quality images, check the forum thread. Now, in come the votes. Tidy up using the new skill icons, 16%. Tidy up using old skill icons, 11%. That's the option I voted for. the new skill cape design, 66%, and finally, I don't mind at 7%. And here we are today, well, March 16th, actually. New skill capes brought into game, and what do we think? Let's just start with you, Reed.
Ugh.
All right.
Not good at all. It just... So, what I liked about the skill capes before is they just looked very regal, I guess?
That's how I'd describe them, too.
But with the new ones, they took off the things hanging down up front and the big collar thing. So now it just looks like a normal cape that's also really thin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they also did not update the quest point cape.
Yeah, let's talk about that right now before we go any further. Were we able to find any rationale behind why this happened like that?
I wasn't.
Nah, I mean, it just seems like, oh, okay. I mean, there's no reason they not to update it. It's...
Yeah, it's still a...
In some ways, it's a bigger achievement cape than some of the capes on this list here.
Exactly.
I mean, defeating Nomad is no small thing. Doing one small favor is no small task.
Huh.
If you get the idea. So, it's kind of odd that the quest point cape wasn't in there, but... would that have made you feel better about the update if quest point cape had been in there?
Well, would it have made me feel better about the update?
Yeah.
No, because now I have, well, I normally wear my quest point cape anyway as a leader of Clan Quest. I just feel sort of obligated to do that, but, now I'm thankful to have something to fall back on.
Yeah, okay, sure. That makes sense.
Because I am not fond of the update.
Okay. How about you, Patrick? What do you think of how they look so far?
Well, as a more objective person when in regards to RuneScape updates, just not even looking at the design of it, I'm just thinking to myself, you know, just not having looked at what people think of the new skill capes, the idea that they voted overwhelmingly in favor of it must mean that they hate it. Am I correct?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. You know why? Because people hate things that are overwhelmingly popular.
Ah.
Oh. Ah. See, it's the hipster effect. And you know what these things look
like?
That's
true.
You know what these things look like with the little, like, dip on the back there, right in the upper back?
Yeah.
They look like a hoodie. I swear, they look like a long hoodie. So, yeah, they looked pretty nice before. They looked awesome, and now they just look like something you'd lounge around the house in. It's like...
Okay.
It's like, all right. It's I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, they look okay, but they kind of looked better before, don't they?
Yeah, I am not fond of, I mean, some of the icons look great on these capes. Fire making is one, divination defense are other ones that look great in my view. But then you have other icons that just look like they don't really belong there, specifically the one for constitution, because you got this shadow or this light effect on this icon that was clearly created in Photoshop. And you have this person walking around in a dynamically lighted environment, and this...
Do you have a link?
Well, yeah, it's on the news post. Look at the Constitution cape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just look at the Constitution one. And you can see it's got like a white tinge at the top of the heart. And now that's always there. So...
But that's the icon.
But, I mean, it just... That kind of thing went out of style design-wise in 2006.
What did?
The light shadow at the top of a button or an image or something like that.
Oh, so now we're graphics fashion experts. That went out of style years ago.
Well, when you're putting one of the major Web 2.0 trends on a skill cape, yeah.
Oh, Web 2.0. Ooh, for shame.
So,
for shame.
There's some icons that just don't look right. Some look really good. Dungeoneering's another one that looks good. But I'm going to say that I'm going to preface this by saying that I really enjoy the new tinge of green on my farming kit.
It still doesn't look as good as the untrimmed one.
Yes, yes. Stop rubbing that in my face, please. If I could have any cape, it would be the old untrimmed farming one. But that's a topic for another day. But I see where the hate, well, maybe not hate, maybe that's too strong a word, where the dislike of these capes comes from, considering what we had. Now, I want to point something out, and this is something I said way back when player power, or power to the players, first came around. I said, you're going to have updates that are going to be pulled. The polls are going to, you know, net something silly and they're going to backtrack on it. That happened already with the Halloween event last year. Or you're going to have an update that comes out with overwhelming support through these polls that players are going to hate. And that's what we have here. And, I mean, 85%...
I mean, what was the original vote? Was
85% yes wanted a rework.
Wanted a rework?
Yes.
But did that... Did that give any design?
That one did not.
Preliminary designs? Okay, well, I don't really think that it's... That using that is...
Okay.
That much of an indicator because it's...
No, that one's
okay,
not.
Okay, sure,
not.
Someone want... Okay, sure, these need to be updated. Great, let's do it.
Now...
But then they do it, and then they do what is, in my opinion, a bad job.
And now, that's the thing. There were... pictures on this second poll that people could look at on the forums.
And how wide of a margin was
66% to 16% for the second choice.
So the first place choice got 66% and then the next closest got 16, is that what
correct.
You mean?
Yes.
Hmm.
And now, I mean, we can't fault the players for what they're voting for in a poll like this, because as you know, when you put a bunch of people in a room and ask what people want and what's popular, you get something that, you know, doesn't necessarily speak to what is actually the best thing going on out there. So that's a separate issue on its own. Now, there was a second stage here that not many people knew about that was really only highlighted through Twitter and whatnot. And if you weren't following Jagex on Twitter, you were kind of out of the loop in the design phase. Because before this poll came around, there was actually a forum topic with 5 different designs that you could choose from. And you could choose by posting on this topic. And this wasn't mentioned in any of the forum postings or news updates about this, or there wasn't even a poll on this as to which of the 5 designs were going to win. That was done through the forums. Now, maybe if we had done the 5 design choices through the polling system, we might have a different result. I don't know. I think that is the ultimate flaw with this
Wait,
update.
So the 66 to 16%, what was that between?
That was
if
between
all of that was on the forums.
Hang on. The 66 to 16 was the player power vote between the design that we got, 66%. And
yeah.
Tidy up using new skill icons at 16%.
Okay.
But before this poll, there was a forum topic where you could choose between 5 different new designs, complete new designs.
Wouldn't that be better to have as the full poll?
I think so. I think so.
I think people to choose which design they prefer.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even giving them a second choice.
Yeah, well, we can't.
Transferable vote.
Well, we can't really do that with this polling system, but regardless, there was a massive part of the community that missed out on actually choosing the design for this cape, unless you were, you know, paying attention to the Twitter and whatnot. So, I know we talked about it here on the show back in November, I think.
It sounds familiar.
Yeah, and, I mean, there were some really hideous designs in that thing. Two of them. The rest were good. But I voted for ones that did not look like what we have here. I voted to keep the front the same, and I did not vote for the back thin option. So I think that if this had been brought out to the polling system, we might have seen something better here. And granted, it was a bit of a complicated poll, but it's definitely something that, when you're dealing with something that's coming into game, should have been brought to the wider players rather than just leaving it to the forums.
And I'm not sure if we would be jumping ahead here, but did you see the edit on the news post at the bottom there?
Yeah.
It kind of goes with it, so we
was
might as well
do it
now,
by
right?
the time you woke up and read the news post, Shane?
Yeah, it was quick. It was within a couple hours after posting.
It's like, okay, we heard you. The old capes are on their way back with an option to toggle between the updated and retro version.
Yeah.
We're working on it now, and it should be available in a couple weeks. Oh,
these two sentences here really, really got me irate that day. Because I just illustrated what the problem was here with the design thing. Why don't we just go back to the drawing board, redesign the cape, and maybe have this one out as an option? I mean, rather than just, we're gonna kill over different styles.
Shane, you're having a stroke. Calm down.
toggle.
We don't like it.
Toggle.
And see, this is the thing.
We want to have both new and old stuff.
Yeah, when you have a polling system, it needs to be supreme, and Jagex needs to have the backbone to stand up to that. And without having backbone, they're losing trust from people like me.
Also, skeletal structure.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Spines are important, y'all.
Exactly. I would have just preferred to go back to the drawing board on this and use the official polling system, but, I guess that's what you get with the community management team, or since they're handling PR on this, it seems. Anyways.
At least we're all agreed into how they could have done it differently. I mean, makes you wonder if how many other people think the same way.
Yeah, and I mean, that's of course the other thing I always ask myself is, you know, when there's an update that is universally shunned like this, once again, not using the word hated, how many people actually dislike this versus how many people are just saying it's bad because, you know, my friend is saying it's bad and my friend's sister and my friend's dog are saying it's bad?
I logged in, checked it out, and I did not like it.
Yeah, and seeing you.
I don't talk to other people about updates before checking them out myself.
Yeah, and see, that's an informed decision as what to do. And another question on this before we move on that I want to ask you guys and the listeners out there. You can get back to me any way you like. Would this have been an issue when skill capes came out if we got the design today?
I don't understand the question.
Would people not like the cape if these skill capes came out in 2007?
I don't really think the question matters because there's nothing to compare it to.
Exactly,
cape is
so
cape.
It wouldn't have mattered. Now, another question.
Wait, hold on. So what point were you trying to draw from that?
Well, the point I'm trying to draw is that these capes are beautiful in their own right. It's just they're being compared to something, a case of nostalgia. And that if we didn't have skill capes before, they would have been adequate.
The new capes look as... I mean, a 99 is supposed to be an achievement to be marveled at. A hoodie, as Patrick said, is not very elegant.
Yeah, and if we're going with the whole hoodie mentality, it kind of snubs 99s and makes people aim for the 120.
It looks like a hoodie, Shane.
It kind of reminds me of Mass Effect 2, where you get all this new stuff and Shepard's like going around doing all this, you know, crazy stuff, and he's just, everyone's all dressed up in their uniforms. He's just wearing an N7 hoodie and just, you know, just chilling.
Yep. Okay.
Supposedly the savior of the universe, which is what we are in RuneScape, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're the saviors of the world.
You're the world guardian.
Mm-hmm.
But
we're special, just like everyone else.
So obviously, I mean, there would have been no precedent to compare it to, so it probably would have went over
so
better.
The question doesn't matter.
Well, it does, because I want people to put it into perspective. Is a cape really worth complaining about?
But what ifs don't matter, because that's an entirely different situation.
I know, but I'm just saying, what if? What if?
There are some things that you what can if compare they, it to, though. Like
is
certain,
a cape
certain,
worth complaining about? That's what I'm trying to ask.
Is a Java-based game worth complaining about?
Well, if you're talking about it on a podcast, yes.
We can marginalize everything.
Okay, I'm complaining about the capes. I'm raising my hand. I'm complaining about the capes.
All right.
I think what you can compare it to is previous updates where they've put out designs of something, and while they were very useful, they didn't look very good. And then they redesigned them afterwards. Whereas now we have this polling system which is supposed to get rid of that, right? And yet they don't use it correctly. So rather than, you know, shaming them based on the design, we should be shaming them based on the ineffectiveness of their polling system.
Yeah, and that's the angle I took after I, you know, looked over the original poll, the subsequent form topic, and then this other poll. And that's why I said we can't blame the players for this. Because, I mean, the players chose, but it wasn't an informed choice based on what they were given. Mm-hmm. Now,
it's like one of those rigged election, you know, plebiscites and whatnot.
Yeah.
You have to vote yes or no to this incredibly confusing and long question that has...
I voted for Pat Buchanan in this poll, everyone.
Well, that's why you need something called the Clarity Act to ensure questions are always clear. Jagex should have dropped something like that.
Yep. Goddamn butterfly ballots, right?
What's a butterfly ballot?
No, Patrick got the joke. You have no excuse. He's also Canadian. Don't you remember the 2000 election?
Presidential
election?
Yes,
we do.
That's where the Pat Buchanan joke came in, because that one county with the weird ballot had an abnormally high number of votes for Pat Buchanan.
Yeah. I got two more points on this before we move on. Another question, maybe kind of rhetorical, but do you think the shunning of these capes would have been as wide if Jagex had just chosen the design and it wasn't chosen by the players?
Would it have been this design?
Yeah, and would it... well, not this design, but would the players have disliked them as much if this was left in Jagex's hands?
Well,
we don't have anything to compare it to, so it doesn't matter.
Just think with me and say, if Jagex redesigned the skill capes, would they have turned out better than the choices that came to us?
There's no point in debating that, because we don't know what they would have done.
But I want an answer. I want to know what you think. Would Jagex have done this better, or would the players have chosen better? That's a simple question. Jagex or the players, who would have chosen a better cape design?
Rather than answer that question, I'll go back to your
previous
point.
No, you're going to answer that question.
And say that in the end, it is up in Jagex's hands, because they're the designers of the game, and it's ultimately their decision to put the updates out, right? I mean, the players can say all that they want, and the players can, like, you know, they could vote however they want. And then in the end, you know, Jagex could just say, we don't like your choice, we'll just make it our own way, right? I mean, it's up to them, really, so...
Yeah, it is.
You can't really blame the players, even if they do vote
wrongly. These options for the skill cape design, from, you know, reworking with the new and old icons, or even just, you know, the different ones that were in the forum topic, would Jagex have chosen better than the players did? I just want a straight answer, yes or no.
Well, clearly, this is what their choice was.
This was the players' choice.
Jagex's choice was to go with the players' choice.
Okay.
So they were the same thing.
I want a straight answer. If Jagex had chosen, would they have chosen a different design than this?
I think that's something we have to ask them, isn't it?
No, I just want to know what you guys think after playing this game for so long.
Or after having not played this game for so long. Would they have chosen a different choice rather than that weird,
yeah, than the one that came out?
Weird small poll that was so obscure? Possibly. They might have picked something different, but ultimately their choice was to go with this set, so...
But would that have come out better? Answer the question straight.
I did answer it straight.
No, you're not. You're not being clear with me. Would the question...
I'm a political science student. It's my job to not be straight.
Would... And I'm trying to get a straight answer from you, is would there have been as much community outrage about this if they had chosen, and would they have chosen a better one? I just want a simple answer. Yes, no, yes, yes. That's all you have to say.
Maybe.
All right, I'm willing to accept that.
All I know is my gut says
I'm willing to accept that. How about you read last word on this?
I don't see the relevance of the question, so I refuse to answer.
Oh, you just don't want to ruffle feathers already, then.
No, because we've spent 20 minutes debating this stupid point.
Because I'm trying to get a straight answer out of you, and I want
because
every
what
listener...
ifs don't matter.
Sure they do.
What is?
Because I ultimately think that if Jagex was in charge of this, they would have chosen a better design, and it would have been better received by the players.
Well, good for you.
They were in charge of this. They still are in charge of this. That's the
point. Well, good for you. All right, let's go.
If you don't like the way the color of your cape looks, go to a different environment. It will look entirely different. That is all. We may move on to the patch notes now.
Speaking of a different environment.
So we get to go to the patch notes now, right?
Wait, are we just skipping past the rest of this?
No, we actually got to talk about Pyramid Plunder. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Oh, okay. I forgot about that pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been kind of eclipsed by other things in terms of thieving XP, but it's still a fun thing to do, and it looks much better, and it actually looks like a pyramid would look now, and that is not daylight bright inside the actual pyramid.
It does look
kind of good.
Yeah, and this is a non-controversial update, I think. I think everybody will say that this is better, so you can head on over to Sophonim and have a look there.
Have you listened to the updated music yet? Sorry, have you listened to the updated music yet, Shane?
No, not yet, no.
Oh. Well, you should go listen out while you're loading up on artifacts, as the post says.
That's interesting they say it like that.
They're actively encouraging the plundering of their pyramids.
Well, that's the name of the game. But
I guess so.
All right.
On to Yoloman's store. No, sorry, Solomon's store.
No, we're just going to go on to the patch notes today. We don't need to mention the skin changing gear.
Or
why not?
Or the Questival, or enjoy.
We're gonna get to the Questival.
Or in other news,
not worth mentioning.
No. All right.
Or the thing that you can take a survey for a chance to win a free year's membership.
All right. Calm down.
No, we won't mention any of that. Don't worry about that.
I don't think the Questival is worth mentioning.
Well, we need to mention one small part of it because I need to. For something, but patch notes. It's no longer possible to make Bones to Peach's tablets without purchasing the spell from the Mage Training Arena first.
Damn.
Cutscenes from Dishonor Among Thieves may now be replayed by the communication device while stood in a bank area or Zamorak's hideout.
Hooray.
Shadow Delver post-quest reward from Fate of the Gods can now be unlocked again.
Oh boy!
Yeah, I was kind of behind the game on that one. I didn't get it, and when I tried to, I couldn't. So
wait, can you say that first part again?
Shadow Delver.
There you go. It's kind of muffled the first time.
Yeah.
All right.
And the 6-hour automatic logout has been extended to 23 hours.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently people need more time.
They're not 23
hours?
Yep.
What in the hell? Why?
I don't know. I've never even hit the 6-hour timer myself, so it's hard to tell.
I think I've done that once in 10 years of playing, not 12.
And it says that there will be a warning when the timer is coming, and they encourage everybody to take regular breaks.
They're encouraging everyone to take breaks, but yet they, you know,
extend it.
The timer. Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know there's going to be lots of hardcore players who will be very happy about this. Anything else from the patch notes?
The very first one. A patron in the player-owned ports bar will now hold their glass correctly. It makes me wonder how they held their glass beforehand. Perhaps they were so drunk in the bar that they were holding it sideways and all of the liquid was falling out onto the floor. Wouldn't that have been interesting?
You know, I go to the port every day and I've never noticed that before this week, so.
Well, how did you notice it this week? They fixed it.
Because it's in the patch notes.
Mm. Yeah, but you didn't really notice it, now did you?
No.
But, hold on. What if you had?
Well, if I had, I'd be very pleased about this because, you know, that just shows the attention to detail that Jagex manages to put into their updates.
Ooh, nice comeback. I will give you that.
You know, that kind of thing can happen when I'm doing the show. But anything else interesting here for you guys?
Not particularly.
All right. Well, just end it off by saying that Rocktail Soup now heals 2,500. Used to heal 2,300.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm. Anyways, as we mentioned also in passing, I guess we'll say in the Solomon store this week, you can get the Chameleon extract.
What?
Chameleon?
Chameleon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that how that's said?
Chameleon.
Oh, well. Yes. You can use this to change your skin color.
What?
Chameleon.
Oh my god, Jane.
I'm sorry. Anyways. On to the Questival.
Okay.
So why is the Questival not worth mentioning?
Something 200 quests, something.
Yeah.
Cook's assistant. Something.
That's about it.
WGS. All right. Long quest, something.
And only 14,900 players have completed every quest.
I'm one of those.
I'm one of those as well.
All right.
I'm not one of those.
No.
Yay.
That was not close, Patrick.
That was not close.
Anyways, what do you make of this thing? I was going to ask you, Reed. On the weekend of the 28th of March, whoever can gain the most amount of quest points in the weekend will be entered into this competition.
That's not fair.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Because, I mean, you could just have everything ready to go and then just go blitz these quests. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right. And didn't they do something like this for the Clan Cup last year or something like that?
Yeah, except they announced it beforehand. And you had to create an account on that day.
Ah.
Or no, you could create one beforehand, but like to set up the interface and stuff, but you couldn't do anything.
I see. All right. Well, that makes sense, I guess. Well, there's one other thing pertaining to quests I want to mention. Since the 200th quest will be coming next week, I'll talk about the behind-the-scenes video in just a moment. But first, we're doing something new on the YouTube channel, in which we're actually going to be putting up playthroughs of the old quests.
Yeah, my roommate Andrew, who has been on the show a couple of times, we are going through all of the quests together, and we're making an effort to, while it is a guide, but we're also trying to make it funny, so, yeah.
All right. Well, I can say that the first one will be going up tomorrow on Saturday, and that will be a playthrough of the Shiloh Village quest.
Yeah, and these will be intermittent. We have three ready to go right now. Huh?
Yeah, okay, three, right.
Did you say five?
Yeah, I thought five, but I was thinking something else.
Okay. We have three ready to go right now. We're not going to be releasing one a week because that would take 4 years.
Yeah,
with all 200 quests. So they will be coming in waves.
They'll be up when they're ready.
Yeah.
Basically. I don't know if we'll talk about each one on the podcast here. But
we will endeavor to.
Yes, and I mean, that's a good reason why you should go to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/rsbnbstaff and subscribe, so you get notifications as soon as those come in. And you can also watch the Twitter account, because we like to post that kind of stuff there too, which is at rsbnbstaff.
And just a reminder, next week is the quest, right?
Correct, 200th quest.
I will be doing a live playthrough of that. I will be streaming that on Twitch. Probably Tuesday or Thursday.
Alrighty, sounds good. And I will
and
be sure
to... that will also be up on our YouTube channel afterwards.
Correct. And I will be sure to let everyone know in clan chat and friends chat, when we're about to begin that. So, now, since we're on the topics of quests, I think we can jump ahead to the behind-the-scenes video for Dimension of Disaster, the 200th quest. First thoughts after seeing this video and what we're going to be dealing with?
Remember, I don't watch these.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just give you my 2 cents then very quickly. Basically, this is set in the mirror universe of RuneScape, and there's going to be an achievement set in there, and you're actually going to have to level up a character, in a way, to do this quest.
Oh, God.
And there's going to be... it's going to come down to basically doing the previous quests that were mentioned when they were designing this inside the mirror universe. So that means you will essentially be redoing Shield of Arav, Demon Slayer, Shadow of the Storm, Defender of Rock, and Curse of Arav.
Wait, Shadow of the Storm was... I thought that was in the desert. Wasn't it?
No.
Shadow of the Storm?
That was the one underneath Varrock, I believe. Or no, Startpoint Alcarid.
Yeah, it's Evil Dave. It's under Oozer. Doubt me.
I didn't say I doubted you, but...
You kind of did.
No. I'm going to say this looks interesting, but this is probably not a quest. It'll be interesting to see how long this takes you, because you're going to have to do all these sub-quests as well, so...
Oh, right. So, have they released the requirements yet?
Yeah, it's going to be relatively low-leveled, I believe.
Do I have all of them?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
Okay.
So it won't be a Fate of the Gods thing where we were dealing with divination. Anyways, I think the idea looks interesting, but I think it'll have to be different enough that it won't bore players too much. So fingers crossed on that.
Yeah, since it will be very long, it seems, I will be... Assuming they release it on Monday or Tuesday, I will be starting it Monday, Tuesday, or Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
Just go to twitter.com/rsbnbstaff And once we, and I will let people know in the friends chat when I'm about to begin. And also, if you follow the RSBNB staff Twitter account, you may see every once in a while it'll say something about NHL 15. And that is usually when I am playing and destroying Shane in NHL 15. So those are always good to watch.
I wouldn't say destroying.
Ooh.
But.
Wow.
Wait, was this your most recent game?
No.
I guess it was
3-0, but anyways, topic for later.
I guess the listeners, should they do that, can decide that for themselves, right?
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
Dimension of Disaster next week requirements. I'm unsure what the actual numerical ones are, but it won't be anything large. I think it was in the 60s. But
okay, I got that. We're good.
Now, one final behind-the-scenes piece. The skill, or previous skill known as Inventor, surfaced again this week as Invention. Now, this is a bit of a document.
And it won't be a skill.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Thank God.
Okay.
Now give me my damn construction update.
Well, maybe that might come with this, or we'll see. Just a bit of a side note on your construction update. They said in the next couple of weeks, they'll be pulling what their next extra large content update will be, so something the size of Priftinus in scope. So the construction update might be there on that poll.
All right. So, listeners, if you don't vote for the construction update, bad things are going to happen. Shane, how could you say such a thing? You can't just threaten the listeners.
You said that, not me.
I said what?
That bad things would happen.
No, you just said that.
And Shane, even if you did say that, you could obviously construct a better threat than that. I mean, really?
Oh yeah. Oops. Anyways, Invention will not be a new skill. It will focus on high levels, 80 to 99 in existing skills. There's five things they want to achieve. They want to see players using and wielding a greater variety of items, provide a greater variety of items to provide a more strategic choice. Players should feel a greater bond between themselves and their items. Players should be able to manufacture items for themselves. And players should have a greater ability to personalize their items and appearance.
Yay!
So that does sound like what we want Invention to be. And it's also going to focus on the ability of item syncs for the other skills. So crafting, smithing, combat, item syncs, which I think is good. Makes those skills usable once again. And I'll maybe allow players to start making money from training those. Other things that they have ideas for non-combat inventions, so inventions that fine-tune tools and give you new methods of non-combat training, customizable appearances, so just changing the looks of what you have, fine-tune stats, greater degree of variety within your equipment and player abilities, and level up your stuff, so level things up beside yourself, so like weapons, gear, and followers. I don't know how I feel about that last one, leveling up my weapons. We kind of tried that in Star Trek Online and it didn't go over well. But
If only real life were Star Trek Online.
Also, there will still be the use for divine energy here. So that's good.
Oh, boy.
Large amounts of divine energy. And
No, that's not a good thing. We don't want that.
Oh, don't worry. I have almost level 99 divination.
Wait, can you trade energy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Will you give me free energy, Shane?
Yeah, I already did.
Okay,
when you were
cool.
Leveling up for Fate of the Gods.
All right, thank you.
Anyways, so there's a bit on an inventor, or invention as they're calling it now. Everybody should definitely go to the forums and read this so we don't end up with another situation like the skill capes.
Did you read under the FAQ where it says, why not pull the decision to make invention a skill? See,
I did.
Ultimately it's in their hands.
Okay, why don't you tell them why they didn't pull it then?
I won't.
Please, it's important.
Because they can achieve so much, because they say they All right, can achieve so, so much more.
Listener question.
Alrighty. Listener questions, please.
Alright. Patrick, you can take the one from the RR man.
The RR man?
I'll take the one from Colton.
Okay. Alright, this question is from the RR man. Can I say it like that? Because he says he used to say it like that in his
I almost spit my tea out.
Okay, maybe I should just say it in my Canadian accent.
Yes.
The RR man.
A?
Do you think that the Rune Labs vote only having two options was bull? Why do you think they did this? There were a lot more ideas they could have put in my opinion. I'm not sure how, but I feel like they didn't want to do some of the other highest supported ideas. So they just left them out. I think it's just more of this illusion of choice we have been talking about.
You know, ultimately it is Jagex's game. And whether or not it's an illusion of choice, I don't know at this point. We'll have to wait and see on that. But, I mean, it would be nice to know going into each of the polls as to whether or not we're going to have the top two going into the poll or five as it was the previous month. So I definitely agree it would be nice to know ahead of time compared to, oh, there's only the top two here and it's a choice between flooding the crater and reworking lodestones. Both very, very great, and I'm saying this sarcastically, great ideas. So.
Yay.
What do you guys think?
I think that we've done votes to death today, haven't we?
Yeah, perhaps. We have, but we owe our man a straight-up answer here. And I gave him mine.
I'm not sure why they did that. I think they should have had three, but...
Yeah. Or at least say they're going to have two going into the month, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
Because, I mean, if you get to number three and there was only two, I can imagine how sad you'd feel.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to talk about polls anymore today, so... I vote we move on.
Yes, let's move on. This is a flashback to this time last year in 2014 when we were talking about polls like this every other week.
Question from Colton. Greetings once again, and hello to King Kulla. It's been a while since you've been able to join, but it's nice to hear your lovely, lovely voice once again. Here are your questions this week. Describe, in detail, your perfect pizza. Crust, sauce, toppings, the whole nine yards. 2. This has likely been asked previously, but I sure can't remember hearing it, so what is your spirit animal? And last, if you were forced to be trapped in any movie and or television reality for the rest of your life, which would you choose and why? And Shane, you can't choose Star Trek.
No, it's not just Shane that can't choose it. Apparently none of us can, which kind of sucks.
Well, that's directed at Shane.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Reed can do number one first.
So I just like cheese pizza, so just cheese. But with some sauce, not too much, not too little, Not so much that when I bite it, the sauce, like, comes out, you know? I don't like that. Not a huge fan of sauce, but I also don't want to just eat cheese bread. So there needs to be a nice balance. So, all right. Yeah, that's mine.
Patrick?
Well, my perfect pizza is one where there isn't too much of the crust, where there's a nice healthy amount of sauce, and that there are a good amount of toppings that aren't vegetables. I don't like it when people put vegetables on their pizza, because just if I wanted vegetables, I'd have a salad. I mean, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, but and yeah, anything, thick crust for me,
meat,
too.
Anything meat.
All right.
Forgot to mention
anything
the crust.
Meat-related on the pizza is good. Like ham, sausage.
So, Shane.
Bacon, anything yeah. like that. It's all good. Lots
yours
of cheese,
would be
lots
cheese and extra
cheese.
Absolutely not.
Grilled cheese, cooked
yes,
cheese,
yes.
raw
no,
cheese.
No, and no. All right.
Damn.
Starting off, a good crust is a crust that isn't greasy. Because, you know, you can go to
a good crust.
And you can get crust that is greasy. So a crust that is not greasy, somewhere in between Patrick's ultra thin and Reed's thick crust is ideal. And then, yes, I have to agree, sauce is good, a good amount of sauce, more sauce than Reed's, and I would also like to throw in...
So you're saucy?
No. No.
Okay.
But, okay. I'm much for meat as well. It can be any kind of meat you want, you know, ground beef, ham, sausages, whatever. Chicken even is good, if you have the right sauce. And in addition to that, spicy. We have a pizza place here in Canada called Boston Pizza. I'm pretty sure you guys don't have it in the U.S., but...
Which is ironic.
Yeah. There was a pizza there that I had on New Year's. It was a very spicy chicken-based pizza with hot sriracha sauce that was one of the best things I'd ever tasted.
Oh, is this the one where, like, your entire sinus cavity emptied directly onto the table in front of you?
Well, no,
right?
But I needed to wipe my forehead. That's how hot it was. And I don't normally need to do that with spicy things.
Okay.
Did you know that during the 2011 Vancouver Canuck playoff run, that all of the Boston pizzas... in BC ended up changing their name to Vancouver Pizza just because we were playing Boston in the finals.
Oh. That's funny. I like that.
Yeah. Also, there's another place here called the Shark Club, which is like a sports bar and whatnot. Since we were playing the San Jose Sharks in the round before the Boston round, they changed their name to guess what?
The Canucks Club?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And there's one final piece that I forgot. Funny. There has to be a very, very small amount of cheese on it. Otherwise, it just becomes unappetizing to me.
I kind of want to have a pizza now. We should try and finish this up soon so I can go eat.
No, you have other plans after this. Number two?
Oh, that's right. I do, don't I? Number two. Okay. Spirit animal. Oh. You know, I've never thought about spirit animal.
Yeah, neither have I.
Not one of them hippies.
Probably a sloth, because, I mean, I do sit on the computer quite a bit, you know.
Sid the sloth. Well,
not literally, because that would kind of break it, because, you know.
Mine's made of metal.
Is it aluminium?
Aluminium. Oh, Shane.
What?
Never mind. I'm sorry. But,
Okay. I'm glad you're sorry, but I don't know. I don't know what my spirit animal would be.
Nice to meet you. Glad you're sorry.
I got maybe you. Mike. I think Mike is my spirit animal.
Are you calling Mike an animal?
For me, it would have to be something that is quick, is very cunning, and can operate from within the shadows.
So
a sloth.
No, not a sloth. I'm thinking more of like a vulture.
A Vulcan?
A vulture.
All right.
Let's type into Google an animal that is, quick, cunning, and operates in the shadows.
Yeah, maybe a bat? I don't know.
And
so, if you're forced to be trapped in any movie and or television reality for the rest of your life, which would you choose and why? Shane?
Oh, that's a hard one. I appreciate Colton making the question harder. Because, I mean, the Star Trek is just an easy option.
Do you watch any other television shows?
Well, I used to watch 24. I mean, you could say 24 where you know, torture was used and conveyed, I guess. But no, that just sounds bad. But maybe the world
yes, it does.
Of Inception, so I could have better control of my dream world. Because I have situations where I realize I'm dreaming and then I can witness it in a third person, but I can never control it. Control my dreams.
Freaky.
Inception was a really good movie.
It was. It's just a shame that Leo was in it.
Oh, come off it. He's a good actor.
I don't like him. That's a topic for another day.
What is he? Did he come out of the closet or something?
No.
Oh, why don't you like him then?
I said that's a topic for another day.
Okay. I don't know. Now that you've brought it up.
No, that's a topic for another day. Patrick's spirit world? I mean, not spirit world.
Spirit world. Did you die in the spirit world? Speaking of spirit world, I did that. Google search of quick, cunning, and operates in the shadows, and it came up with a fox. So I guess that would be yours, Shane.
Oh, sure, that's good.
Hottie, ho. Right, Shane?
Yes, what does the fox say?
I just told you, damn it. Aren't you listening?
Yes. All right, Patrick.
Okay, movie television, reality. I kind of like the idea of, you know, Mass Effect away from all of the, you know, world-ending stuff. Just the stuff
it's
in the future.
A TV show.
You know what? They made a movie about it, damn it. I can say it.
They did?
Yes. And it doesn't exist yet. Why doesn't it exist yet? Whatever. Movie or television reality. Okay. Big Bang Theory, because they are nerds and they are cool. And nerds are cool, so yes. I could fit in. I could finally fit in.
Okay.
we make sure you fit in here.
Alright, so if we're going to expand this to video games, maybe The Elder Scrolls? Like, I don't even have to be the Dovahkiin or anything. Just one of those games. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I can be in the house DLC. That'd be nice and peaceful.
You could live in the world, the tanks world.
No.
How about no? Tech news.
For anybody who's not aware, Reed does not like World of Tanks.
If he did live in that world, he'd constantly be bailing out because this vehicle has had it.
And he'd be buying lots of farms.
Yeah.
Yeah, Schlein endorses slavery.
And we'd be getting off track as well.
Women. Yeah, which, and speaking of off track, so tech news, first item, Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for both genuine and non-genuine users.
Yes.
Well, yeah. That's genuinely very nice of them.
You know why I think they're doing this?
So it's not another Windows XP situation.
Yeah, who told you that?
Am I not intelligent enough to come to that conclusion by myself?
Okay, I was just wondering, because that's the exact same conclusion I came to.
And everyone else.
He didn't say no, Reed.
Of course, Reed is very intelligent, but I really like the way we're going with Windows 10. This combined with, you know, what we're going to talk about next, and that is the rebranding of Internet Explorer. They haven't told us what the brand will be, but Internet Explorer will only exist as the plumbing for Windows. So these two things...
It's going to still exist in the Enterprise version, though.
Yes, yes.
So...
Yes. But consumer users, are they Enterprise users? Most of them aren't. So for them, it'll practically disappear.
Okay, so what?
I just think that's a good thing, because Internet Explorer, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Internet Explorer?
http://www.google.com/chrome
That's a fair point, but see, and that's the thing. You shouldn't need to switch away from the default browser in your OS. Safari,
yeah, I mean, I use Internet Explorer on my Surface because Chrome is awful with battery life and touch support too. So, yep.
Any bets on what the new version of IE, or I guess Project Spartan, will be called?
Spartan.
You know, that would work. Just call it Spartan, because...
It's the name it already has.
Yeah, except
there's a Master Chief reference, and there's going to be Cortana integration. It's like, oh my god, they took a bunch of things from the Halo universe and threw it into their operating system, so they all magically fit together.
Yeah,
what a coincidence!
I really wonder if, you know, the Halo fans will use more Microsoft products because of this.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's also fair to note that this name, Spartan, if you Google it, will indeed have the same issue that Apple's creative names have for Googling troubleshooting results. In that, if you search for Pages or Keynote,
you know the Master Chief?
No, I barely played through Halo.
Master Chief precedes him by a few centuries.
Oh. That was Cortana,
you're talking,
everyone.
Yes. And that'll be a very great integration to Spartan and Windows 10. I am wholeheartedly looking forward to this OS upgrade, Reed.
Hooray!
So, everybody should upgrade to Windows 10 when it comes out. If you have Windows 7, just hang on a little while longer and you'll be moving to paradise.
And if you have OS X,
you're already in paradise.
Also, you are free to upgrade to Windows 10. You can, I don't know if you can get it for free, but you can just pirate Windows 7 and then you can get it for free, so it's all good.
Yeah,
this show does not endorse anything illegal.
And that's the thing with this. It brings up the question is, you know, you'll be able to upgrade to Windows 10, but will you have a genuine copy? Probably not, I'm thinking.
But what is genuine, man?
Exactly. I mean, there's so many definitions for that.
All right, so speaking of genuine, Facebook Messenger adds peer-to-peer payment feature.
Hey, Reed, just a second, high five. You said exactly what I was going to say in that sentence.
But I beat you to it.
Yes, you did. You're getting good at this.
It's okay.
Good job.
You both can get a cookie.
Oh, really? But I'm not supposed to eat during the show. So would you send me a peer-to-peer cookie, Patrick?
Sure.
He'd so send you $5 to go pick up the cookie.
What is the advantage of this over PayPal?
Instant.
You don't have to use PayPal?
Yeah, and it basically means, hey, someone says, here, give me, I need $25 to top up the gas, or I need to send
what
you some money.
What features are there in this?
That's a good question, because I don't use this application, so I have no idea what their security is like.
Well, let's find out for next week.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Follow-up tech news.
If I had to wager, I guess, you can already assign a credit card to Facebook for purchasing gold in their games, like Farmville and whatnot.
You can.
So it'll probably just use whatever card is attached
more
to your account. Yeah. And, I mean, as long as your phone doesn't get away, you're probably safe, right?
People somehow have a knack for losing their phones. Have a passcode on your phone, people.
Yeah, even if it's a simple passcode.
Better than nothing.
Could you see yourself using this, either of you? Because I know you guys use
this. No.
No?
No.
How about you, Patrick? No? Okay.
No.
Well, any listeners out there, let us know if you use this. And it looks like, from the picture here, you can actually choose where the money comes from, in that there's a default associated Visa account, but you could change it to something else if you want to.
Yay.
But, I mean, this is just heading towards a cashless society, I think. And I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't feel natural to me to handle
cash. Oh, scarcity economy. So what do you
We're
mean cashless? Like we do not have physical dollars?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we've been moving that way since the invention of the credit card.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I like the idea
it's
of
great.
Not having to handle
it's,
it, but
it has lessened the spread of disease significantly.
Oh, there's a true point. That's good. But there's just a part of me that feels like moving away from cash means it's, you know, it's not easily as, like, there's no actual physical thing that needs to exist. And it's the same thing when moved away from the gold standard. So that's a
yeah,
different kind
it's
of
fiat
economic
money.
Stuff.
It's just a different kind.
Yes.
So speaking of lots of payments. Oh, okay. Shit, it's an agility skill of the month. Okay, so Tim can't buy this one, but he's still winning. So, unsurprisingly, Tim is in first place in our agility skill of the month with 8,888,286 experience. Followed by Bletherskite with 5,758,794 experience. And with Dave Owen third with 3,557,605.
And there's your top three, folks. It's kind of stabled out below Tim. Tim has been the only one really gaining XP in the last week or so. So Bletherskite and Davo, give him a run for his money.
Literally, because it's agility, right?
Yes.
Get it, guys?
Yes.
Running.
Yes.
You know, Reed, you'd be very good at reading out lotto numbers.
Really?
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that how the lottery works? There are four numbers.
No, there's six.
And then you get to live. Right?
Something like that.
Or is it die? Which lottery are we talking?
Oh boy.
Uh-huh.
Or is this the one where you win lots of money? Because that one's boring.
I think this is the lots of money one rather than the, you know, Shirley Jackson, you die if you win thing. Yeah.
I enjoyed that short story.
I think that was her name, wasn't it?
I remember reading that. That was one of my most enjoyed short stories that I read in school. Anyways.
Yeah, that was
on to achievements. Okay. On to achievements of the week now. We got five of them for you guys this week. First up, Undoer with 99 Slayer on March 18th, followed by 99 Aegis with 99 Magic on the 17th, and also on the 17th, Ty Lur with 99 Fletching. Then we have Barrage Tank with 99 Slayer on the 16th, and finally, Devo338 with 99 Agility on the 13th. So I guess that's why he stopped.
Guess that would be why.
Congratulations, everyone. Excellent 99s. Always glad to see these popping up here.
Congratulations to everyone.
All right. I believe Patrick has a pick of the week for us.
I do have a pick for the week. And contrary to not what the show notes say, it is not Reed, because I've already because I've already picked Reed before and I can't pick him again apparently. So my pick this week is going to be Gas Buddy, which you can find at gasbuddy.com, and you can also find it as an app on your favorite phone device. And what this does is it shows you, not surprisingly, gas prices anywhere you live in, I believe it's just Canada and the U.S. However, I think they were thinking about expanding. But yeah,
that's probably
really
a good
neat
thing to do.
Yeah. But anyways, it's really neat. I use it to check in the morning to see what the gas prices are, even not just in the gas station in my neighborhood, but in places across town to see if they're trending downwards or upwards or whatnot. Also, I usually check Edmonton's gas prices just to see if they're going up or down. Because
do you
if
also
they go
calculate
up, then we go up.
How much it costs you to drive to these other gas stations?
No, but you can calculate
really.
That yourself. If it's 30 miles away, you're probably not going to do that. If it's just 10 cents cheaper.
And normally most of the other ones that I'd go to are on the way to work anyway, so really depends. But it's interesting just looking at the numbers to see that, of course, the cheapest city is Edmonton. Of course, the highest city is Vancouver. But just even looking at the U.S. states and whatnot, would you have guessed that South Carolina has the cheapest gas price? I sure wouldn't.
More Georgia and Tennessee in there.
Tennessee's next.
Next
Georgia
lowest?
Is, yeah.
Hot
Georgia's,
damn.
Georgia's just above Texas.
And where's Texas on that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11th lowest.
Yeah, in the top 25% for both states that I frequently am in. Excellent.
Nicely done. Not surprisingly, California has the highest.
What's the price?
I wonder why.
What's the price there?
Average of 3.288.
Ooh. I think we're under $2.
South Carolina is 2.1.
Okay.
I was looking at the conversions, and I'm thinking that $2.1 U.S. dollars per gallon is roughly.
That's roughly
what would you
four
say?
Liters.
Yeah, it's 4 liters. So that's
so it's about. 50
what would you say that is in Canadian? It's about 60 Canadian cents.
What was it again in South Carolina?
2.11.
So 2.11 per gallon. And then if you divide that by 3.74, yeah, 56 cents a liter U.S.
And then times that by the current exchange rate. Yeah, well, anyways, turns out that BC gets boned pretty hard with gas prices, but not as bad as California, apparently. That's
70
nice.
Cents Canadian a liter.
Yeah. But yeah, they've got a good app on the phones and whatnot, so I use that. And can go based off of your location, so you can even find them closest to your house or whatnot, or wherever your location is. And then you can go on the map as well and, you know, find them in different cities or around. So it's very helpful for sure. If you drive. Or if you have to pay cab for gas. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that pick, Patrick. I want to start off and ask you, what have you been doing this week? I mean, you don't play RS, but you can enlighten with whatever you choose to.
Enlighten?
Mm-hmm. What have I been doing this week? Oh, dear. Well, most of the time I've been going to work, and I've just been saving up money, which is something that everyone should aspire to do. So, but since I haven't been on in about a year, I could just, like, say what I've been doing in the past year, which would, you know, take a bit too long, but I'd probably condense a bit. What I have been doing in the past year is, well, working, saving up more money. How about that? But I've also gotten a car, hence the pick, and I've also gone to Vancouver a couple times, gone to some cool concerts. So if you do like a band and you see that they're in your area, you should probably go, because if you miss it, you'll probably regret it. Words to the wise. And I can't really think of anything else at the moment, but I'm sure I will as soon as it's not my turn anymore. So with that, I will pass it on to whoever wants to take the baton.
All right. Well, this week, just a little bit more hardware troubleshooting and maybe some shopping around, but I won't get too much into what that means currently, since that is not something that the listeners need to worry themselves with. But we have had a good round of stability since our issues last Friday, so that is good. In addition to that, this week I put together a solution for Reed's streaming that he's going to be doing next week, which I need to talk to you about this weekend, actually.
Is it the final solution?
No.
Damn it.
No. But RS-wise, you know, farming, I had a really weird glitch where a set of my palm trees, half of them, took more than 24 hours to grow.
They just got really diseased, bud.
No, they didn't, because if they did, they would have died. I don't use protection on them. So.
You asshole!
I just use super compost, but.
Why don't you use protection?
Because the amount that you need to spend on that.
That is
cheaper to buy another seed. Oh. Oh, I see why you guys are laughing. But.
Oh, come on, Shane. That's the easiest way to protect it from disease. Jeez.
Always use protection.
It's too expensive when you're dealing with farming. But aside from that, once I got the trees going, I didn't have enough money to farm the rest, so I need to go back to the Queen Black Dragon and make some more money on there.
Yay! Yeah,
farming is fun. Everybody should take it up.
It's a trap!
All right.
So, speaking of traps, what have you been doing, Reed?
Oh, what the hell have I been doing, Shane?
I don't know. Holding Andrew's hand during quests?
Yeah, I've been accompanying Andrew on quests, which has been enjoyable. I run in there and watch the cutscenes. But other than that, school?
Good.
Back good. From spring break.
Getting
that's
your education.
That's pretty much it. I got 8 more gigs of RAM. So that's happy.
Oh, that's good. So you're up to 16 now, eh?
Yep, for virtual machines.
Yeah, virtual machines are an excellent innovation. It's a wonder how we ever survived without them.
I've survived this far.
Okay. Well, anyways, a virtual machine is a way of running another operating system or utility inside
of your computer. It's an operating system within an operating system. It's yes. a, it, it's a dummy computer. So
exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
If you want to learn more about those, you can send me a PM on the forums, and I will be happy to tell you all that I've learned about them. So,
I could write an Informer article about that.
All right, Shane, there you go. There's your next Informer topic.
Oh, that'll be after the Force Touch one.
Oh, la, la.
Anyways.
Force Touch.
Well, if there's nothing else we're going to talk about here, and if you guys are finished, I want to say thank you to everybody for listening, and we will see you guys all next week for the 200th quest.
Oh, boy.
Yes. And we'll be having a guest, won't we? But we'll talk more about that in the coming week, won't we?
Oh, boy.
Well,
also,
thank you.
Also, I'll
everyone.
Try not to be another year, because that would be bad.
Yeah, it's really sad not seeing you for a year, Patrick.
Yeah.
It happened.
I'll try to be on more often. I'll try to get more Fridays off.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you next week, everyone. This has been RSBNB Update.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.